And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the graphic novelist Marjan Satrapi, born in Rasht, Iran, in 1969, best known for her memoirs in graphic novel form, Persepolis and Persepolis II, The Story of a Return, about her childhood and early youthful years in Iran during and after the Islamic Revolution, when she witnessed family and friends being persecuted, arrested, even murdered for their political and religious beliefs. Her style of graphic novels, very simple, black and white, high contrast, inking, novels that have sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. Satrapi, who said, "I'm not interested in politics. It is the politics that is interested in me." She now lives in Paris, has not returned to Iran since the year 2000. 1927, on this date, the musical Funny Face premiered on Broadway, starring Fred Astaire and his sister Adele, music by George and Ira Gershwin, who wrote it while they were holed up in a farmhouse in upstate New York. It was the last musical that Adele Astaire danced in. She was tired of the theatrical life. Fred Astaire went on to a successful career in Hollywood. The Gershwins went on to write Porgy and Bess. And it was the first musical in which Fred Astaire danced in a top hat and tails, which would become his trademark. And it's the birthday of the woman who wrote under the name George Eliot, Mary Ann Evans, born Warwickshire, England, 1819. Her first novel, Adam Bede, about a carpenter betrayed by his love, was an immediate success in 1859, and her masterpiece in 1871, Middlemarch. Henry James described Eliot as magnificently, awe-inspiringly ugly. He said, "What is remarkable is that this quiet, anxious, sedentary, serious English lady, without adventures, without extravagance, should have made us believe that nothing in the world was alien to her, should have produced such rich, deep, masterly pictures of the multifold life of man." Here's a poem for today. Psalm 24 from the King James translation of the Bible. "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." Psalm 24 from the Book of Psalms in the King James translation. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.